Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. Also on KOALITV.com. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Steve Price. He is with the USU Extension Office here in Price. We're going to talk about different things around the garden. Turf irrigation is very important this time of year, heading into those warm summer months. We're going to talk about cutting back some of your spring flowering bushes, touch a little bit on fertilizer, not a lot, and then soil testing is another big thing that a lot of people maybe don't realize that they are have the capabilities of doing for you, and it's kind of an interesting process, and we'll talk about those. Steve, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start right off at the top with turf irrigation. Now, I know everybody got plenty irrigated last weekend.
Yeah.
So, you know, heading into these warmer summer months, though, where temperatures are typically in the upper 80s to 90 degrees, you know, how important is it to keep those lawns? You know, I know it's important to keep them a little bit longer in the heat of the summer, but how important is it as far as watering and when you should water?
It's really important. You know, you can drought stress a lawn fairly easy, but you can almost do just as much damage by over irrigating. You get root diseases, all sorts of crazy things start happening. So really right now we're probably about once a week, but within the next couple weeks, we should probably be getting about once a week. So for most of your rotor, standard pop-up irrigation systems, that's usually a run time about 30 minutes, but you're really trying to get an inch down twice a week coming up. And then by the end of the month, we'll probably be close to that three times a week
because we're going to start creeping back into the mid 80s this weekend, but 90s are not very far off.
No, it's
and even triple digits are probably not very far off. So, and that's an important thing, you know, especially if you want your lawn to look nice. And once again, as I said, I know that it's important to really not cut your lawn that short. Leave it longer is better off in the summertime, isn't it?
Yeah. So for most of our Kentucky bluegrass lawns, we like to see about 2.5 to 3 inches. A lot of people really like that really slick shorn look to grass, like a golf course. But truth is, grass is not happy being cut like that.
Okay, so the you leave it a little bit longer, it'll save you a lot of heartache and stress on that lawn. Plus, you don't have to water it as much.
You don't have to water as much, and you're not going to have as many issues with weeds and pests.
All right, so let's kick over to fruit trees. And you're saying right now is a good time to start thinning out your fruit trees, isn't it?
Yeah, so for most of us in Castle Country, our apples and pears are probably... we're getting to the tail end of that. They're probably about ready to be done, and peaches should be done pretty soon too.
So we start thinning out and getting ready for that, and fruit trees will last you into the fall, will they not? Or some of them will, some of them won't.
Yeah. So a lot of those when they need to be harvested is dictated by variety as well as weather. So really right now are apples. You're looking for that biggest fruit, what we call the king fruit. You're looking to leave one of those about every 6 inches. So I call it the one fruit per fist.
There you go. So that takes care of fruit trees. Now up next, we were talking about the spring flowering bushes like lilacs and forsythias and stuff like that. Once they start to flower, now's the time, right?
Yeah, if you're doing a spring pruning like we really like to do with most of our shrubs, you tend to remove that one-year-old wood, which is giving you the most beautiful flowers. So really, after those flowers are starting to die back a little, you're starting to see that bloom drop, that's really when you want to be pruning out that old dead wood. Well, dead wood can come out anytime. That really old wood that's just kind of lame duck, time to... get it out as soon as those flowers are dropping. Do okay. A little renewal pruning.
And I'm going to ask a personal question because my mother has yellow rose bushes and they grow like crazy and they're beautiful. But, you know, through the years, you get some buildup in the yellow rose bushes. Is there an easy way to get those out of there?
No easy, painless way. But yeah, a lot of those older varieties, those multifloriate varieties, they actually bloom best on one-year-old wood versus a lot of our new varieties do best on new growth. So actually, all my old varieties right now, they're blooming and they're starting to die back a little. So getting in there and cutting them off and thinning out is important, and now's a good time to do that, too.
Now's a good time to get to that. All right, now we're going to talk, and we're not going to spend a lot of time on it because it's kind of a questionable subject, really.
It is.
It's fertilizers. And around in this area, you said one thing that is definitely needed in a fertilizer is nitrogen, correct?
Yeah, so a lot of our soils, typically we have enough potassium and phosphorus. A lot of times that we don't really need to be adding that to our soils. And this goes for your garden vegetables, fruit trees, turf. Really, nitrogen is our number one nutrient most of our gardens are looking for.
And so nitrogen is the number one thing.
Yep.
To look at and to take care of right now. Okay, and then going hand in hand with fertilizers, I had somebody ask the other day about, you know, where can someone go to have soil tested to see, hey, what can we grow around here and what works good? Now, there are a couple of different labs, and you were saying that you guys even have kits, correct?
We do. So you can either find the information on the internet, if you just Google Utah soil tests, you'll find our website. But if you want a kit and a form, just come by the extension office. We can give that to you and explain how to get a good sample to send off. And then you just send it directly to the lab. And the nice thing about going with our lab is they will email me the results. So if you're looking at it thinking, well, golly, I don't know what these numbers mean, I got it right there at my fingertips, and I can give you some firsthand help.
And so head down to the office there in it's in the courthouse building, correct?
Yep, you guys are 100 North.
And head into there, get your soil test, do your soil test, mail it off. They'll mail you back the results, and if you have questions, they can help you.
You bet.
You get those. All right, did we cover everything?
I think we did.
All right, like I said, right around the corner, triple-digit temperatures.
So
get ready. Yeah, don't worry about what happened last weekend with the rain. That was a fluke. But this week and heading into summer, it's getting hot. Make sure you're taking care of your lawns and things are getting watered the way they're supposed to. Steve, thank you so much for stopping in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can head on over to our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM, 7:50 a.m.